This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 1 year after the capture of Saddam Hussein, there has been another spike in the violence in Iraq. Today, a car bomb exploded at an entrance to Baghdad's Green Zone, killing at least 7 people and wounding nearly 20. The bombing follows the death yesterday of 7 Marines in violence in Anbar province. That's the region west of the capital that includes the city of Fallujah. Sunday's death toll is one of the highest for American forces since the invasion of Iraq 20 months ago.
We will hear more in a moment about American attitudes toward the casualties in Iraq. First, here's an unusual feature of life in Baghdad today. There's a severe shortage of gasoline. Since the American occupation began last year, there have been shortages, but nothing like this. People are waiting 2 to 3 days for gas. NPR's Mike Schuster reports on lines up to 1,000 cars long.
The line at the Al Haria gas station in central Baghdad is nearly 4 miles long, and it's been this way for a week. It doesn't move. People put their cars in line and wait. They eat in their cars, and some sleep there, too. When the line does move, many people push their cars, either because they are out of gas or because they don't want to waste the precious little they have left. There are so many cars waiting in line that the traffic in the city is noticeably diminished. Abu Amar, a 57-year-old taxi driver, is angry and frustrated by it all.
It's a tragedy. Iraq is the second biggest country after Saudi Arabia for oil, and this is our fate. These crises are fabricated. Every 4 or 5 months, a crisis happens since the American occupation. This is the 6th or 7th crisis, but this is the biggest.
Some people blame it on the Americans. Others blame it on the Iraqi interim government, its callousness toward the people, or incompetence. Many people blame it on corruption, and there is certainly plenty of that. Corruption at central supply points and corruption at the gas pump itself. Often those who run the stations favor the police, their family and friends, or the many who are siphoning off gas to the black market. The black market price for a gallon is 10 times the few cents most Iraqis prefer to pay at the state-subsidized pump. Then there's the problem of electricity. The pumps need it to run, and power comes but a few hours a day. No explanation will help Azat Nesam, who cannot survive without gas.
There's nothing I can do, so I risk my life in order to feed my family, to pay the rent and live. I don't have anything else besides this car that I use as a taxi. I don't know what's happening. I don't accuse anyone. All that I know that I have been here for 3 days to get gasoline, and until now I have not received anything. How do you explain this? I don't know.
Of course, the violence of the insurgency is also a large factor in causing this shortage. Ever since the U.S. invasion, the insurgents have targeted Iraq's oil and gas infrastructure. They've blown up oil wells, pipelines, refineries, and supply depots. At the same time, consumers like 36-year-old Nagam, a schoolteacher, fear they are vulnerable to car bombs and other attacks because of the long hours they wait in line.
This is terrorism. When I come here, like the saying goes, I keep my hand attached to my heart. I don't feel safe at all. I'm afraid of gunfire. I'm afraid of carjacking. I'm afraid of the Iraqi National Guard. They scared the people.
The Iraqi interim government has offered no explanation for why this shortage is taking place. U.S. officials have struggled to explain it as well. While they have tried to avoid suggestions, the U.S. effort here is in any way responsible. Brigadier General Thomas Bostic, the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers in the Persian Gulf, suggested it might be simple hoarding on the part of Iraqis.
I have not measured and seen all of the reasons why the lines are long. Some of them, I would tell you, is anyone's own concerns that they need fuel and they want to store it. Some of that is probably in the individual consumer, a concern of theirs, and if there's a possibility to get oil and store it for the winter, to get fuel and store it for the winter, then there's some of that, I'm sure, that's going on as well.
Butane gas for cooking and kerosene for home heating are also part of the shortage. This crisis is affecting every aspect of life in Baghdad. It's even worsened the electricity shortage because many people are using small generators to provide power during the many hours when the power stations are not working. Without gasoline, they cannot operate their generators. The anger level at the gas station is high, and there have been reports of a few shootings. Gunfire can often be heard at gas stations as Iraqi authorities use their weapons to control the crowds. Everyone has a story of hardship, like high school student Amani.
I even didn't go to school today because my school is very far away. Yesterday I walked and my legs became like strings. The roads are covered with sewage. So to get gas, I went inside and I begged, trying to find a person who was gentlemanly. I told one, would you accept it for your women to suffer as much? And he said, that's not my problem. Then an official told me that I can get some gas in there. I went in and they cocked their guns at me.
One sentiment that is heard often among the people in line is not a good sign. Under Saddam, many say, we did not have such troubles. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.